everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Hey You. Today's episode is going to be a little different. In case you didn't know, the Hey You team is run by Business Career Ambassadors, or BCAs, from Business Career Services. We are business students of various years and majors that are also in the process of our own career journeys. We thought it would be fun to incorporate some episodes where we as business students sit down and chat openly about the various aspects of business and the process of landing your dream job, calling it our BCA Banter series. With Thanksgiving quickly approaching, the team thought that a good way to get excited for the upcoming holiday would be to discuss gratitude, specifically as it relates to the career journey and how a thankful mindset can help with that process. My name is Athena and I'm a marketing major and a junior here at the U. Today, I am joined by Riley and DeGaulle.
Hi, everyone. My name is Riley. I am a third year at the U, and I'm studying marketing.
Hello, everyone. My name is DeGaulle. I'm a third year here at the U, and I'm studying information systems.
We are also joined today by newcomer to the team, Canyon.
Hi, my name is Canyon. I'm a finance major, and I'm a second year here at the U.
The career journey can be tough, from trying to find something that interests you to actually landing a job after rounds of interviews. That being said, not remaining grateful along the way can make it much harder as you lose sight of all the good things that come along with it. What we have found is that being mindful of the positive aspects that exist throughout the career journey will allow you to keep moving forward, and today we will discuss why that is.
We discovered that being grateful during the process of looking for a career builds resilience, increases your motivation, and strengthens your professional relationships. Studies have also shown that having consistent gratitude makes one's outlook on life as a whole more optimistic. So I found a study from PositivePsychology.com. They came out with an experiment where they placed 200 undergrads and they divided them into three groups. So one group wrote things that they were grateful for about a week, and the other two groups wrote either hassles or just like things that happened in their life during their work experience. And they found that after the experiment was conducted for 10 weeks, practicing gratitude really helped the contestants focus on the positives in life over the negatives.
I was also looking around and found a Forbes article. It was written by Eric Mosley, and it also talked about gratitude within like the workforce. And so this is a little excerpt, but it said this is the gratitude effect. And it said, a ripple of acknowledgement and appreciation that surges forward, transforming and inspiring us and improving business outcomes. And in general, the more gratitude going around, the more human connections are being made, and as well, more collaboration, engagement, and innovation across the organization, which was kind of interesting, just showing the effect of gratitude within any scale of corporation.
I've definitely seen how thankfulness has changed my attitude when it comes to careers and finding the right job or internship. So I really feel like those articles nailed it and give a better perspective on why thankfulness is so important.
So something that I'm really thankful for has been the lessons that I've learned from rejection. I think rejection is a hard thing, but hindsight is 20/20, and I can look back and be really thankful for moments in my life when I've been rejected from something that I thought I really wanted, and then it led me to something better. So I have a pretty good example of that. I think my sophomore year, I applied to this like on-campus ambassador program with some organization, and I was super excited about it. I was like, oh, this is like the perfect fit for me. And then I got rejected. And in the moment, I was like, this is the worst. But then I ended up coming across the job that I have now. I applied and I got accepted. And so now I'm working here and I love it. And I would never have gotten that opportunity to grow and advance and like find my place where I really fit and use my skills properly if I wasn't rejected from my first choice. So I'm pretty thankful for that.
Yeah, it definitely feels like in the moment rejection is like the end of the world, and it can actually lead you down a different path.
One example I have in my life is actually here from the Business Career Service office. So last summer, or I guess it was last school year before the summer, but I was looking for a job opportunity or an internship opportunity, but I still wasn't done with my freshman year and didn't really think that an internship or a significant internship was on the table, being at the year that I was. But as I was just at the front desk here in the office, Diana actually came and handed me, it was just a little flyer for an internship opportunity that she said, hey, you know, take a shot and, you know, interview for it or send in a resume and just see what happens. Like, why not? And then I ended up doing that and I got an interview and, you know, kind of going through the rounds of interviews also, Katie Abbey kind of guided me through the process. And the two of them really helped me through the process, especially being so young and never having gone through the interview process or multiple rounds of interviews, or even being kind of in the running for an internship. And luckily, I was fortunate enough to have them kind of be mentors to me in that process, which ended up in me getting the internship and having like one of the best work experiences I've ever had just this last summer.
The relationships you had was really helpful, and you were like thankful for those.
Yeah, absolutely. Just having those relationships and kind of having those resources, not necessarily at your disposal, but just, you know, because it's them that wanted to come in and help, but kind of just being surrounded by people like that is, yeah, definitely grateful for it.
Yeah, I feel like the business school has a lot of untapped resources and like
totally
relationships that you can build. Just go seek them out. Like, I feel like you'll be thankful if you do that now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it changes everything when you have those people on your side, and it can make everything a lot easier.
And it's kind of wild how like a single phone call or a single email can like totally change whether you get a job or not, or have like an opportunity or not, or it just kind of takes like one person to like pull a string or do a favor, and like surrounding yourself with people that will do that for you is definitely something to try and do, look for, and like to be grateful for.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So for me, I would say that time is definitely on your side here when you're in college and in these 4 years. And I would say I'm definitely grateful for that and thankful. And even though it feels like we're so busy, we actually have so much time, and it's good to take a step back and remember that. And it makes a difference when looking at your career journey as a whole that you have enough time to figure out what you want to do, because a lot of people don't know what they want to do right away. And I would say for me, I had an internship this summer, and I was really excited for it, and I really wanted to do it, and I enjoyed the position I was in. I was excited to try it out because I thought it was really what I wanted to do. And what I found out afterwards was that it still was in the realm of what I wanted to do, but not exactly what I wanted to do, because I found some pros and cons after actually having the internship. And the great thing about that was I have the time to try those things out and find out what I like to do. It wasn't like I jumped into that job and now I'm there forever. It was a trial, basically, and I have that opportunity to try things and redirect, and now my career journey is going to be a little different, but I'm so grateful that I got the time to try it out and find out what I like better. And you can be thankful for the experiences that you had, even if it went a little differently than you thought it would, because it will still lead you in a different direction, and that's a better direction now that you know what you like and don't like.
Yeah, I think it's cool that you had the opportunity to find out, like, not only what you want to do, but, like, what you really don't want to do. And, like, having the time to just, like, knock that out of the way is a great thing.
Yeah, I'd say internships are definitely beneficial in that, because you get to see, basically, if you thought you want to do a certain career, being in the career actually, like, gives you a better outlook of whether or not that's something you want to do long term. So it's great you got to experience that.
And there's a big difference between learning the curriculum of a certain career path in a classroom and actually doing it in like an office setting. We have, you know, all different variables, like a hierarchy of different employees and an actual boss.
Nice. Well, I'd say something I'm thankful for during my time here in college is mentors, both professional and like student relationships. I'm grateful for the resources we have in business career services, having career coaches that I can constantly talk to about advice or certain skills, or just resume help and whatnot. And then also having friends who are either same year or graduated or whatnot that I can, I guess, reach out to, ask questions about certain career paths or certain internships and job opportunities. Overall, just having people in my network that I can connect with, that I can ask questions to, and they can answer them and give me great feedback. So thankful for that.
Yeah, it's great to have friends that are all going through it with you. And that's one thing to remember, is that everyone around you is going through it with you, and you're not alone on your career journey. You're not the only one going through it day to day, or trying to get internships or trying to land that job. There's other people all around you doing the same thing, so you're definitely not alone. So there's a lot of people to get advice from, get help from, connect with.
Yeah, it was super interesting hearing everyone's stories. Thanks for sharing, everyone. Hearing about all your experiences makes it really clear how being thankful changes your mindset along the way of searching for a career, and overall makes it just a lot more bearable.
So we have a fun little game that we're going to play that's Thanksgiving themed to get us all excited for the upcoming holiday. How this works is we have two lists. One is the career journey and some aspects of that. We have landing the job, interviewing, tailoring your resume, negotiating, job search, rejection, a thank you note, and writing your cover letter. Then there is another list of Thanksgiving food items. We have mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, Brussels sprouts, apple pie, turkey, gravy, peas, and jello salad. So what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to connect these things, like the career journey, to the food. And obviously we all have different opinions on what's good, what's bad. So we're going to all have to try to come to a unanimous agreement on what career journey aspect matches what food at Thanksgiving. Let's get started. Riley, do you want to? She's eager to share your
Okay, opinions. So without a doubt, the best thing on my plate is mashed potatoes. So landing the job is mashed potatoes to me.
I agree. I have that as mashed potatoes as well.
I disagree. What? I had that. I'm not a big potato guy. I'm not going to lie. But I had that as my pumpkin pie. I feel like you put in like all this work. You like go through the meal.
Okay.
And then you get to the pie at the end and you get the job.
I honestly love that. You're swaying my opinion to Gaul. Interesting.
I'd say it's the turkey because it's like the main thing. Like landing the job is the culmination of everything. So you kind of put in all the work. Exactly.
Interesting.
I'm good with pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie works.
Okay.
All right. I'll be beat.
Okay. Pumpkin pie is landing the job. Because I like your explanation of, like, at the end, and it's, like, the same thing.
I like that.
Okay. So now, interviewing. I said interviewing was the Brussels sprouts, because...
I agree.
If it's done right, it can be really, really good, and if they're done poorly, it could be, like, I don't even want it on my plate.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, I agree with Brussels sprouts. I think that sums it up very, very
well. Yeah.
I disagree. I think Brussels sprouts are horrible no matter how they're cooked.
What?
So I put the green bean casserole because interviews can be good, they can be bad, you know, they can go either way. And I feel like a green bean casserole can go good or bad.
Tailoring your resume. I said tailoring your resume is the green bean casserole because I enjoy green bean casserole. It can be meticulous, but if you have a good base of a resume, then it's not hard to do. Just like with green bean casserole. So I go into it thinking that I don't like it, but then I do it or eat it and I remember that I actually like it.
I said tailoring the resume was the turkey, which could be a hot take. But I feel like a lot of work goes into the turkey. It's almost like people kind of cook it different ways.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if I necessarily like agree with it now that I'm looking at it, but to be honest, I feel like a lot of the work starts at the resume, like especially getting things on your resume.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, and you can't like interview without it. Exactly. You can't apply without it. You need turkey on your plate.
Yeah.
All
right. I put gravy because it's like making the final touches, it's like the gravy on the thing, it makes it all the much better. You could turn in a whatever resume, but then when you tailor it and you make it better, you do the font sizing and you add your little whatever. It's like the gravy getting poured on the turkey, like perfection.
I like the gravy.
I do like
the gravy. I like the gravy.
Okay. Negotiating. Anyone?
I said negotiating was the stuffing.
So did I.
Yeah.
Interesting.
To be honest, I don't know if I have a clear cut like reason why. I just feel like it's the contents. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Padding almost. Like to negotiate, you're like padding, you're trying to get a little bit more if you can.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like a mattress. I'm thinking of a mattress.
Throw a curveball. Let's say it's the jello salad.
What?
Why do you think it's the jello salad?
Because it's not stagnant. It's constantly moving. And jello is something
that's moving. That is so
the viscosity
that is so
of
my meal.
Well, jello salad is terrible. I would never have jello salad on Thanksgiving, so that's like the worst thing for me. Negotiating is definitely not the worst thing that could happen.
Jello salad's delicious.
I said negotiating was the turkey, which might be a hot take, because I feel like it's essential, but it's not my favorite. Like, when I have a Thanksgiving plate, it's, like, some turkey and mostly sides. So, like, I don't have a lot of experience with negotiation, but I know that I have to use it. All right, next one.
The job search. I had the mashed potatoes as my job search.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Why would that be mashed potatoes? because you don't like my tomatoes, that's why.
It's like job search can be fun for me. Like, you know, you kind of see all the different opportunities that are out there, maybe where you see yourself. Like, there's fun aspects to it, and potatoes can be good. This is a hot take. I know everyone loves mashed potatoes. It's just not for me personally.
Yeah, so but you like french fries?
I love french fries.
Oh, so you like potatoes, just not when they're mashed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. For me, it was a personal decision.
Well, the job
I know that's not going to go
on. The job search was my pumpkin pie, and that was my hot take. Because it's not my favorite.
Okay. Oh, you don't like pumpkin?
Well, it's like not my favorite, but it's an essential. It's a staple item.
Oh, I put turkey. Because again, it is essential. Like, you're going to have it no matter what. You're going to have to go on the job search no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I'd go with Canyon mashed potatoes. It's not clear cut.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mess.
Rejection.
Jell-O
the worst
salad.
Of the worst. I'm going Jell-O salad.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh my gosh.
No I just way. Looked up Jell-O salad, so yeah. I'm going to have to say it's Jell-O salad. It does not look appetizing.
I might have a skewed misconception of Jell-O salad.
Yeah.
That's my bad. I thought Jell-O salad was like a dessert-y item.
I think it could be. It depends on how people make it.
Yeah, the Jell-O salad that my family friend was making did not have actual food contents. That sounds horrible.
Yeah. So rejection,
Jell-O salad, unanimous.
Right. Okay. Thank you note. Doing a thank you note.
Apple pie.
I put apple pie as well.
Apple pie.
Really?
Sweetest part.
Yeah. So.
All right. Thanks. Well, I didn't say that, but I agree.
We'll I'll agree. Top.
But I
it's like you forget about the apple pie sometimes. But like you should always have it. Oh, pumpkin pie.
Fair enough.
But you shouldn't forget about the thank you note. But like when you see it, when you write your thank you note, you're like, that should have happened. Like, I should have had that piece of apple pie. Like, that was... Yeah.
I said
that
the thank you note is peas because it's a small little thing that you do. I love it. I think it's essential for me, but some people might not think it's an essential thing. Like, if you think of Thanksgiving food, you're not going to be like, oh my gosh, peas. I love peas, and I just think it's like, it's an essential. It's an underdog food.
Hot take. I feel like when I, like, if I ever receive a thank you note, I'm like, oh, like, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, like, been that elated to receive peas.
Or but it's, it's a right one. You're
yeah.
like,
that's
well,
fair. Maybe
she's elated to look at those peas.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think apple pie is good?
I'll take apple pie.
Okay, I'll take apple pie. Great. Okay, writing your cover letter.
So the gravy. No explanation. I got no explanation. Seems like the gravy. Well, see, I feel like the cover letter is just kind of like something on top. Like the resume is like what matters.
Oh, okay.
Cover letter is just kind of on top, and the gravy is like...
goes on top.
It's a little drizzle.
I like that.
Well, that was a very fun game with lots of hot takes about Thanksgiving food. If you do celebrate the holiday, we hope you get to eat all your favorite dishes.
Overall, the stories we shared in these conversations showed us how having a thankful perspective helps you navigate all of the obstacles that arise throughout the career process, such as rejections. It also allows for you to remember all of the good things you can utilize to make the process just a little easier, such as resources, relationships with others, and time.
Remember to give us a like, follow, and share with your friends, and we'd love to hear your Thanksgiving hot takes on our Instagram at Eccles Careers. I'm Riley.
I'm DeGaulle.
I'm Athena.
And I'm Canyon, and this has been
Hey You.